Now, let's move on to another part of the world where conflicts over land are a familiar issue, the Palestinian territories. The Palestinian territories do have a high-tech industry, though it's still in its infancy. NPR's Linda Gradstein has more.
At Galaxy Information Systems on the sixth floor of a Ramallah office building, Dua Odeh has come to find out when her final exam is. Odeh is 19 and studying business administration at a local university. She doesn't have internet access at home and says she took a loan to pay the $200 tuition for the three-month computer course. She says computer skills are a prerequisite for most jobs in her field. They're also a way of expanding her horizons.
We want to develop and be like the rest of the world. And it puts us in touch with the world. We interact with the world because we're unable to go places. Therefore, we bring places to us.
Khaled Ardida, Odeh's teacher, says Galaxy currently has about 200 students who come for intensive courses. Arda says Palestinians see education as the best way to fight the Israeli occupation of the West Bank.
Palestinian people, generally speaking, are highly motivated to learn. We have the highest rate of education in this region. With this occupation, we have nothing left but to concentrate on education.
In fact, there is a glut of university students looking for jobs, about 600 graduating computer science every year. Many of those who can't find jobs end up leaving the West Bank for the oil-rich Arab states on the Persian Gulf. Suleiman Zuhairi, a senior official in the Palestinian Authority, says the high-tech industry and telecommunications offer tremendous potential for growth and a way to keep young Palestinians in the West Bank. The Palestinian Authority has just sold a license to a second cell phone provider that plans to invest $600 million and create thousands of jobs. Zuhairi says the Palestinian Authority is trying to encourage the high-tech sector with income tax exemptions of at least 5 years. He says the Palestinian telecommunications sector has great potential.
If I want to compare Palestine to other Arabic countries who are independent for the last 40 or 50 years, we are in a better situation than them. It makes us proud.
Zuhairi says Palestinians hope to learn from the Israeli high-tech sector, which accounts for more than half of Israel's exports, valued at billions of dollars. There are thousands of startups in Israel. But the Palestinian sector is tiny in comparison, about 100 companies, most of them with fewer than 20 employees. One of the larger companies is Hulul, Arabic for Solutions. It specializes in information technology and employs about 250 people. The brand new black and gray offices populated by young programmers would fit in nicely in Silicon Valley. The only difference is a small makeshift mosque with prayer rugs on the floor. CEO assistant Saeed Zaidan says many traditional Palestinian industries like stone cutting and textiles have suffered because of the hundreds of Israeli roadblocks that make travel even inside the West Bank difficult. High tech, he says, is different.
We are working in our offices. We develop our own softwares. And you know, the software is not a problem to ship it or install it wherever you go. So we believe that there is a real potential in Palestine to work in different sectors and to be exposed to the international market.
He says the high-tech sector is about business and making money, just as it is in the U.S. or Europe. But he says it's also about building a Palestinian economy and eventually an independent Palestinian state. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Ramallah on the West Bank.